Lonnie Bryan and Mrs. Hazel Colvin, is that C-O-L-V-I-N, mm-hmm. Meadows. Now, Mrs. Meadows was born and brought up near Big Meadows, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now, am I right in this, that you lived on property that belonged to the Longs?
Yes, you are.
And the Longs had their cattle up there by Big Meadows?
Mm-hmm.
And that was mainly what your family did, was take care of the cattle in the summer?
Yeah, and keep the land cleaned up, cut bushes and pile them up and burn them and keep the land cleaned up.
Right. Now, was yours a large family?
No, you know, there was only three of us children, but on my mother's side was right large and the daddy's side.
What is right large?
Well, there was my mother had four sisters and two brothers.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that is not large in comparison to a good number of the families up there.
His mother and daddy is the one that has the large family. There was 14 in his family.
That was pretty much,
yeah.
A lot of them had big families, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Who was your nearest neighbor?
Well, let's see, there was Walker Jenkins and Ernest Thomas and Jim Thomas, Valley's mother and father.
Uh-huh. About how far away was your nearest neighbor?
Well, I'd say a mile and a half.
A mile and a half in between houses.
And 2 miles, some was a little over 2 miles.
Your family had a vegetable garden, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They had a couple gardens planted up there.
How big would a garden be?
Well, I wouldn't know just how big it was, but the smallest garden, it wouldn't have been a half an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a half acre or more, but they had patches out in the field where they would grow corn, beans, cabbage, and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything grows so good. Anything would grow good up there.
Did you plow the gardens?
Yeah, you didn't need them to plow with, but a horse on the plow.
In other words, it wasn't that rocky, was it?
No, it wasn't that rocky. There was some rocks. But the soil was so good and soft, black and rich,
mm-hmm.
Really grows good.
Yeah.
So cabbage heads, you can wait 15 pounds.
You've never been able to grow cabbages like that since, have you?
No, indeed.
Yeah. Did you raise any wheat?
No, we didn't raise no wheat.
Did you take your corn down to be ground into cornmeal?
Yeah, when we wanted cornmeal.
Where would you take that?
To Stanley.
To Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay the miller, or did he take 10% of the corn?
I just don't remember that.
Okay.
I really don't remember.
Right. Did you raise chickens?
Oh, yes. Raised chickens.
Right. And hogs?
Hogs, yeah.
Right.
We raised hogs and had our own meat.
Didn't you have turkeys up there at one time, too?
They had some turkeys, and one time my mother had some guineas.
Mm-hmm. Guineas?
Yes, indeed.
Now, that was rare to have.
Yes, it was.
Did you keep them confined within, like, with around inside chicken wire or something? Or?
Well, for a while, and then a little later on we could turn them out. There was a fence all around the lot of the house where we lived. And
what kind of a fence?
A rail fence.
And the
wooden rail fence.
The chickens would stay inside there?
Yeah, sometimes they would fly out. And they would find water. There was the cold branches of water. out back of our barn, you know, and down below where we had our hogs, and they would get down there, but they would come back. They never wandered off.
Yeah. And turkeys, too.
Well, the turkeys, no, they didn't let them out like that. The turkeys, they tried to keep in the law.
Were they the white turkeys like you see nowadays, or were they the bronze?
They was bronze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The real American turkey. Yeah. Right. How about flowers? Did you have any time to grow any flowers?
Yeah, we had pretty flowers.
What'd you have?
We had dahlias and zinnias, marigolds and asters. Most any kind of a flower that there was, we had it up there in the yard.
They had roses.
Yes.
Bleeding hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And
sweet peas.
And they were beautiful. Oh. You've never seen sweet peas like this one.
I know.
Oh.
And scarlet sage.
Yes, indeed.
Any kind of flower you can think of, they had it.
Mm.
They had some of the oldest flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Not any of the newer ones. The older ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how lovely. Did you grow any rhubarb or asparagus? You did?
We didn't grow any asparagus. There was a few bunches of asparagus with vine here and there, and we always aimed to keep that, and we would get a mess or two off of it.
That was the wild asparagus,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh. And my mother had rhubarb up there in the garden. I know it ain't been over 3 years ago. Hattie and Macy wandered through the trees and all, and they went over the drive and got to where the house and garden and everything was, and found that rhubarb and brought back a couple messes of it. And they left us a mess here.
Oh, how lovely. Did you have any special job that you were supposed to do?
No.
Everybody just sort of pitched in and did whatever was needed.
That's right.
I bet you, did you talk back to your mother if she told you to do something?
No, I can't remember, but I did.
Was it much of a
job? We might have tried to play it out of it sometimes.
Yeah.
Put her off a little bit.
Was it very much of a job taking care of the Long's cattle and keeping the brush down?
It didn't seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times he seemed where his fields was growing up pretty bad, and he knew the one man couldn't do it all, and he would tell my daddy to hire anybody he could get to help him. Sometimes he had two or three others to help him with it.
Mm-hmm. How many cattle was it that went up there? Do you recall, Mrs. Long? Oh. Mrs. Long.
I would say in the neighborhood of 300 or 400 head. Because he brought the ones from Rileyville, Rootsville, Newmarket,
mm-hmm.
and Page County.
Yeah.
Four places.
That was a long walk for the cattle, wasn't it?
Well, they would start out early in the morning. They would bring all the cattle to Page County from the surrounding places. And then they would start out and drive them up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they would get them there, start out about daylight in the spring, and they would get them there by dark.
Yes, indeed.
But you see, the cattle were real fat in the spring.
Yeah.
And it wasn't hard on them pulling that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And, but in the fall, when you brought those cattle down, you didn't hurry them.
Yeah.
They were fat.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they were just rolling fat, and you couldn't hurry them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
tell them I have something, Rick. You'll have
play
to call it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've seen my father start out on the mountain with those cattle. He was horseback, and all he had was one dog to help him.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that right, Dave?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Alone?
And that dog was so training that she would go along and keep those cattle in the road. If any would wander off of a lane, that dog would go get them and bring them back. She was part collie and, well, they were part collie and part shepherd, English shepherd.
Then would the dog stay up there with the cattle?
No, Daddy would bring her home.
Uh-huh. Your grandfather had the same place, didn't he?
Yeah, well, my grandfather was getting up in years.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived in Harrisonburg. And Daddy looked after the cattle.
But I mean, your grandfather had it first, right?
Yes. But Daddy was always there to do the work.
Yeah. How many acres was it? Do you know? Have you any idea?
It was something like about 1,400, wasn't it?
I thought that's what you said.
I think it was about 1,400.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
Now, the bluegrass was real lush along there, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. How about water? Did you have much good water?
Plenty of good water.
Tell about it.
The coldest spring you ever seen, dear.
Uh-huh.
And we had cows to milk, and we churned and made butter.
How many cows did you have?
Sometimes we had two, and sometimes we had three. Mm-hmm. Most all the time we had one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They made butter. Did you make clobber?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cottage cheese.
And you kept it all in the spring house?
Mm-hmm. In that good cold water.
Yeah.
And it was just as cold, and we would go out to that spring house to bring up a cake of butter and some cream and stuff for our dinner. It would be when you take it out in the fridge.
Yeah, right. And it was a lot richer, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't buy nice fridge.
Much better.
Mm. Did you eat any beef at any time?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
What would you do? Buy one of the cattle then from Little?
No, we didn't buy the cattle now. We'd buy a mess of beef from the store. And more than one time, Alice's father brought us a big hunk of beef up there. He'd cook that and he'd be up there with us for a few days at a time. And we'd all have a good time and all eat together.
Right. Did you preserve any meat, any beef over the winter?
No.
No. Some people did, and I was just wondering how you did it. How did you keep your vegetables over the winter?
Well, we had a cellar. It wasn't under the house, but it was out from the house at least. And we canned up stuff and taken it to that cellar and put it away, and it kept.
You didn't dig a trench to keep, like, your cabbages in?
Well, some of the cabbage was kept in that cellar. That was down it like a trench down in the ground, and then housed up like.
Oh.
And anything stayed all right all the winter, nothing froze.
Yeah.
We had cabbage in there, and potatoes, and canned beans, canned peaches, all sorts of canned vegetables.
Yeah.
Fruit.
You had apple trees too, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, we had apple trees.
And you dried the apples?
We dried some apples and we bought apple butter in the fall.
All right. Now tell me about your apple butter boiling.
We really had good times at our apple butter boiling.
Did you do it during the evening?
No, we had the couple neighbors that come in and help my mother to peel apples all day one day, and they would peel apples and cut them a while that night. Then the next morning we would put them on and we would be making apple butter all day next day.
Yeah. Did you make a party out of it?
Sometimes, a little party of it.
Yeah. Did you ever have any music while you were doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What would they play? Banjos and fiddles? Yes,
banjos and fiddles.
Juice harp?
Some of them had juice harp.
Do you know of any banjos that were made by using the skin of a possum?
Well, I don't know if it was a possum or not. Now, he might could tell you. His brother-in-law, Walter Lamb, was a great banjo player. And I know some of them made the banjos with things like that.
Yeah. Did you do any drinking during the time of making the apple butter?
Some of them would have a little drink, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, after all, it was a party.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not enjoy yourself? Right. Did any of the people around you make any moonshine out of the apples that they had, or the peaches?
Well, there was moonshine made up there yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense because yeah. it was a lot easier to carry a gallon of moonshine than several bushels of apples.
Yes, it was.
And more fun too.
Yeah, there were different people up there made moonshine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. How about it? One of your neighbors got ill. Did any of you go to help the family, or what did you do?
There was always somebody would go and help the sick people.
Yeah, right. Did you do much visiting?
Yeah, we done a lot more visiting them than what we do now.
But I hear all over.
Mm-hmm. And they walk a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
But now we can't ride in our cars.
Sometimes 2 or 3 miles.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. Buying supplies, where did you go to get your supplies?
We always went to Stanley and got them. Mm-hmm. That was our closest time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you take things like eggs and hams and to the store and get credit for them?
We keep our hams and eat them.
Ah, okay.
But we take them eggs, and we would have a lot of them, young chickens sometimes after they would get up a right good size. We would take some of them to the store and sell them, and we would get other stuff.
Would you get cash when you took those things in, or did they give you credit at the store?
Well, we take the stuff from the store, and sometimes then they give us cash for the rest.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, we didn't have to buy as many groceries.
No, that's right.
We had it all nearly.
Yeah, right.
Sugar and coffee and...
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you buy material to make clothes?
Yeah, and we bought some of them ready-made too.
Mm-hmm. How about shoes? Where would you get your shoes?
Stanley Blue Road.
Oh, sometimes there were cobblers up in the mountains. You didn't have any near you. No.
I didn't.
Yeah. How about a blacksmith? Did you have any blacksmiths up there?
There was a blacksmith up at Stanley.
Mm-hmm. At Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
It was where Bowser's garage is now.
Oh, really?
And then there was one at Marksville.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, that little road that you go at, like you're going to Kite Hollow.
Uh-huh.
And then that little road turns off and goes back toward your edge, a little short stretch, and I come back past the restroom service station.
Yeah.
Well, it's right there in the corner of that road.
Oh,
that's where that was.
His name was Skeet Good.
Yeah.
Skeet
Good. And he had a blacksmith shop there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know my daddy taking the horse down to him lots of times. Mm-hmm. And got him to put shoes on him.
Yeah. You wouldn't know how much he charged.
Indeed, I don't.
No. What toys did you have when you were a little girl?
Oh, we had some dolls that would buy us from the store around Christmas time.
You were a spoiled child.
Then my mother would make us big rag dolls, you know.
Right. you loved those rag dolls
we
more
did.
Than
we
him.
Could do anyway with them and not hurt them, you see.
Yeah.
Did Mr. Colvin ever make any of the wooden toys for you? The little dancing doll?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you call them. But and then there was one in North Carolina, in Tennessee, they call them Jee-Haw Whinnydiddle now. It's a stick. And you take another stick and rub it, and this little pinwheel on the end of it twirls around.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have one of those?
That time, I don't know if this is what you were thinking about or not, but he would take a spool, like you get thread
uh-huh.
on it, yeah, and they would call it a whirligig.
Uh-huh.
He'd take the spool and do what with it?
He would put a little long stick up there, in the spool somewhere.
Yeah.
He would trim it off somewhere. And then he'd have the end that went down on the floor trimmed off right sharp, and he would give it a turn that way. It would whirl.
Oh, like a
chair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, that was very ingenious, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because we made so many of these toys that the art has been lost.
That's right. Yeah. Did the boys play marbles?
Yeah, they played marbles.
Pitch horseshoes?
Pitch horseshoes. Yeah.
Did they ever pitch rocks?
I think so.
I think they did.
Yeah. Not big, large rocks.
Did you used to get extra supplies into it? Well, when you knew winter was coming on, would you stock
up? Real good. They stocked up good.
Yeah. You couldn't get out to stand.
That's right. Sometimes big snows come and you couldn't make it to Stanley.
Right. Yeah.
Well, many times that you all were up there from December until the last of March that nobody got out.
Yes,
up there was. And they had to have supplies.
He bought his flour from Mr. Lee Long. And he had sometimes two barrels or three barrels.
And they'd bring it up there in a wagon.
That's right.
A wagon could go up?
Open up Tanner's Ridge, yes. In other words, they would take the flour up to Mr. Colvin and exchange it for a load of cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd bring that, it was a large farm wagon that was loaded with cabbage, and they would bring it down in the valley. And the different people there would get so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would bury it for the winter, you see, to
mm-hmm.
keep the cabbage for the winter.
Sure. I know my daddy, out in the garden, he would dig a great big trench
mm-hmm.
in the ground and put leaves down in it and cabbage and cover them up real good. And they was delicious when spring comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the fall, Mr. Colvin could go up a tree like a squirrel. I've never seen anybody climb a tree like he did. He could just take his feet and go around and up. And they gathered, you can't imagine the quantities of chestnuts.
Mm.
That was one thing.
Bushels off them, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
They'd take them down to find them.
Yes, indeed.
And that's partly how they would, and on that trip, then they would bring back part of their winter supplies, you see.
Sure, yes.
And I know.
They didn't waste anything. I mean, and as far as they wouldn't make a trip and come back empty.
Yeah.
They
and
always.
They would sell wagon loads of potatoes.
Oh,
and
yes.
Mmm.
And such beautiful potatoes.
Mmm.
I don't know if potatoes don't have a thing on those potatoes.
Yeah.
They were so good, wasn't it? And the cabbage, too.
And in the spring, in the summer, they gathered raspberries, wild strawberries. And I know my father would go up there and come back with gallons of each for us.
Pick cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Huckleberries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Blackberries.
Did you sell any of those at any time?
We mostly kept all of ours.
Did
yes.
you dry your huckleberries?
No, they canned them and made preserves. Some of them had huckleberry jelly.
Uh-huh. I know you people didn't, but did you know of any who deliberately set fires to make sure that there would be huckleberries? Did you see any of that in your area?
I didn't see any of that, but I did hear a fire getting out and killing the huckleberry vines, and then they claimed it would be better the next year.
Mm-hmm.
But that was mostly down in Hollis, wasn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Yes. That wasn't just around
right
where we
top
live.
Of the mountain.
Yeah.
Not in the Hollis.
Right.
They said that when they come out, then it would be better.
And then they'd bear better the next
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
But that wasn't right around where we live.
No. You didn't have fires up there.
No, we never.
No. Did you ever find any Indian relics?
I don't remember any.
Because there's always stories that the Indians used to use big mm-hmm. meadows.
I've known my Uncle Dave and my daddy to be over where they had potatoes planted. Maybe you have heard them name the place towards the Awesome
mm-hmm.
Field. And he said that there was such a great long grave out there, and a rock would be at the head of the foot.
Mm.
And he imagined it was an Indian's grave.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It would run across mm-hmm. things like that sometimes.
Speaking of graves, when anybody died, what was the procedure? Did you keep them in the house?
Up there they did for years.
Yeah. Then when you buried the person, did everybody stay right at the grave site until it was completely covered? That, I think, shows a lot of respect. How about markers? Did they buy the monument, or?
Some of them did, and there was a lot of them that lived.
Yeah, just used big rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's too bad, because now we have
no history.
Of knowing
right.
the dates or names.
But I think your cemetery on Tanner's Ridge,
Charlie.
I think all practically all of those graves are marked, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, about all of them.
Yeah.
But you know there's a lot of people buried up there that you don't have any idea of.
Mm-hmm.
There's more people than they have
mm-hmm.
in at the cemetery now. They're all around it.
Yeah. Did your mother?
But my Uncle Dave was scared up there. He had it. They got a stone for him.
Mm-hmm.
His name and all is on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a small one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think these huge markers take up a lot of space in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And a small one just serves the purpose.
It does. Did your mother know any herbs? Did she use any, like if you got a cold, would she give you any herbs?
Well, they would give us, make horse mint tea and give us, they called it horse mint tea.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the spice wood tea, they liked that for drinks.
That was for pleasure, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't for no cold or anything.
Yeah. Did you use yarrow for anything?
Not the one I
yeah. Sassafras?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sassafras tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of some of the other things. If you got a cold, did your mother make a poultice?
Yeah, she would always make a poultice.
Of what?
She would take Vicks, and sometimes she would just take pure hog lard, put a little turpentine in. Sometimes they would fry an onion, put an onion poultice.
Well, they'd make, when they had pneumonia, they would make an onion jacket and put on, to get the poultice on the back. And on the front too, you see.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They made a jacket.
Using material?
Use some kind of material. Yeah. And put it on the back and all around the side, around, in other words, surround the chest cavity with onions on it.
Onion and cornmeal, probably, or onion and lard.
They were just plain onions, wasn't it?
They would fry this onion in a lot of lard and have it good and greasy. And sometimes they would put a few drops of turpentine in there, and sometimes in a lot of thick sage.
Did they ever give you turpentine and sugar?
Yeah.
Sounds as though they were trying to kill them, I swear.
And castor oil too.
Yeah.
That was about those sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that turpentine and sugar cut mucus.
Yes, it did.
It is good.
And
a lot of people
about good still in use. They claim the turpentine was so good in this onion poultice too.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. How about school? Where did you go to school?
Tanner's Ridge, what little we went. We didn't get to go much.
That was pretty far away.
That was about 2 miles and a half. Every bit of 2 miles and a half to walk.
Right. When was
and
school?
It was just 3 months of school.
Those 3 months were when?
Well, starting the fall. I don't remember what month it started in. Do you, Alice?
It probably started in September.
September, October, November.
November.
Yeah, when it got so late in the fall, then with Randolph, it got so bad.
Yeah.
Well, now, who taught there? Wasn't it one of the missionaries there at the mission that taught?
Well, Tom Bailey was the school teacher up there when Rosie and me and Robert went to school.
And he lived at the foot of Tanner's Ridge.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know for Tom Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
He walked from there up. He boarded with Bill Thomas. All right, smart. He'd go home over weekends, and stay over weekends, and on Monday morning, sometimes we'd be at the schoolhouse before he would get back, for he was walking from home that
up that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What did he teach? Reading?
Yeah.
Writing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Arithmetic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And spelling?
Yeah.
History?
I don't remember about that. I didn't get that far.
How far did the school go?
My mother taught us more right at home.
That's what I was
going to
ask you. If she didn't do some, teach you some of that.
Yeah, she really did.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did she learn it?
Well, I think she went to school down there, and she went. But I can't say who was her school teacher now.
That, yeah, but she did go to that same school.
Yeah, old Tanner's Ridge.
How long, do you know how long your family lived there? How many generations?
Well, she was 3 weeks old when she was taken to that place.
So it was only 2 generations.
Mm-hmm. Her mother and father moved there when she was 3 weeks old.
Do you know where they came from?
No, I really don't. Can't tell you that.
Who was your mother?
She was a Breeden. Joe Breeden.
Joe Breeden.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Melinda Breeden.
How about church?
There was a church on Tanner's Ridge, and there was a little church out at Darkhalla. We were the first one in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go every Sunday?
Not every Sunday, no.
Mm-hmm. It was a long walk, and you had a lot of other things to do.
And it was a little further out to Darkhalla than it was down on Tanner's Ridge.
Yeah, right.
But we really liked it better out at Darkhalla than we did on Tanner's Ridge.
Well, who preached at Darkhalla?
You know Gerd Cave?
I was going to ask you if Gerd Cave.
Gerd Cave and the different preachers would come and preach there.
Well, now,
was Gerd Cave Elsie Cave's father?
Yes, indeed.
No wonder Elsie Cave's such a nice man.
That is wrong. Gerd Cave wasn't Elsie's father. Ashby Cave was Elsie Cave's father.
Oh, okay. right.
Now, you know this Ralph Cave and Larson? Mm-hmm. Well, Gerd was Ralph's father. And Gerd and Dorothy had a rather smart family.
Uh-huh.
But Larson Cave is a grandson of Gerd Cave.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of people think that Elsa Gave and Ralph was Gerd's.
He's a wonderful man, isn't he?
He's the first cousin of mine.
Is he really? Well, give him my love next time you see him.
You might see him before I do. I seen him last July. First time I've seen him for 20 years.
Then you know about the way they used to peel the bark down in our column.
Mm-hmm. And not sure a lot about peeling bark.
Yeah, right. Of course, you people didn't do that.
No, we didn't peel no bark.
What was your house like?
House like?
What did it look like?
Well, it wasn't like people's houses now by a whole lot, but we was happy in it anyhow.
Was it a wood house?
Yeah.
Not
a
log.
Was that log? That was log, wasn't it, Hazel?
It was.
And covered with weatherboarding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wooden logs covered with weatherboarding.
And I'm sure they had the first breezeway in the United States, because the kitchen was on the east side, and the west side was, they had the living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And between it, they had this sort of covered porch.
Yes.
And they ate on that breezeway in the summer, and all the food was so good.
And you had a breezeway, and the kitchen was separate from the house then?
Yes, it was.
Did you use a fireplace, or did you have a regular stove to do your cooking?
For years, we had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And after Hallie and Maisie was there, when they was just small little girls, my daddy closed up that fireplace and put up a big kitchen or stove.
Was that in the kitchen?
Huh?
Was that in the kitchen?
That was in the living room.
Well, we were talking about the kitchen. But you all had a cook stove.
Oh, yeah.
To cook on in the kitchen.
We didn't have no kind but a wood
stove,
the burnt wood to cook with.
Did you ever hear this story that, you know, we have a lot of pictures of park headquarters with ladders up against the roof. And I've been trying to find out why the ladders were there, if it was because people were afraid of fires. And I have heard that it was because the people used to cut the logs longer than the fireplace and stuffed them down the chimney. Did you ever see that done?
No, I never did.
They said in that way it kept the fire going all night. Nobody had to get up and start the fire in the fireplace.
Well, we had a fireplace
in there. Well, it didn't smoke terribly.
Yeah.
Well, I never did know no one to do it.
I didn't know.
No, I never did.
Oh, no. Their fireplace was larger than the sofa. They could put a half a trunk of a tree on there, and it would burn for
yeah.
2 days, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it kept us warm and nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how beautiful. I can't see why he put a stove in there instead.
Well, it was on account of the children and heating it upstairs,
yeah.
Was it?
Yes, it made more.
They said these were his grandchildren.
Yeah. And he was more particular with them than he was his own children.
Ah.
And he was just for
he kept our bed, our little back bedroom warmer, and he kept the upstairs warmer.
Mm.
He fixed a little something like that in the ceiling, you know, and heat from that stove would go right up there.
How was your laundry day? Was it a fun day?
Well, we had the washing tubs and on the washer.
Yeah.
Wash clothes.
Did you boil your clothes?
Yeah, we boiled.
And did you make your own soap?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever?
We had the other kind of soap to take our bath and all, but we mostly washed dishes with homemade soap and washed our clothes with homemade soap.
Did you ever know that homemade lye soap is good if you get poison ivy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I'm very proud. I have some.
I have a recipe to make some more.
Do you make soap?
Mother did years ago. Mm-hmm. We haven't made any now for some years.
Yes.
What I have is just getting older and older and yes. Stronger and stronger.
Yes. You get poison on you, wet that chicken soap.
It does. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it, but it worked. Mm-hmm. How about if you got a snake bite? What did they do?
There wasn't any of us got any snake bites, and I can't tell you much about that one.
We don't know why you didn't.
We snakes, plenty of them, and we killed them. But we didn't, none of them. None of his family or none of ours. Ever get bit by a snake that I know of.
Do you suppose it's because there were cattle around? Kept the snakes away.
I don't know. I don't know either.
The only rattlesnake I ever saw was between the cottage and your house. Mm-hmm. I was walking up there one morning and mm-hmm. saw one. That was the only one I've ever seen.
Mm.
Well, after I was married to Vern, I was up home and spent the day one day, and as I was walking back down the road, there was a great big rattlesnake in the road, and he was a-singing like everything. And I picked up two great big rocks, big as I could find, and I banged down on him with one and just about fixed him with that, and I finished him up with the other one. He had 12 rattlers. Oh, I killed 3 rattlesnakes myself.
Good. That's one less. Did ever any of you tell any ghost stories?
I'd hear people tell them, yes.
Can you remember any?
No, I don't.
How about
I bet if Rosie was a living, she could have told her a lot more than I said.
Did any of you play any practical jokes on each other?
Yeah, sometimes.
Can you recall any of those?
I don't even remember the joke anymore either, but I know we did it.
Yeah.
How about on April Fool's Day?
Yeah, they always would try to get you on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
I think of that now when the first day of April comes.
And you can't think of what any of the things were.
No. Can you remember them?
No.
I can do them.
How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, everybody bought each other presents and visited about different house to house or like smart.
Yeah.
We had plenty of cakes made of Christmas and pie and cook off a ham, and we had lots of good things to eat.
Yeah. Well, that was unusual, having the presents. Did you shoot off firecrackers?
Some of them, lots of them did, yeah.
Did you play Kris Kringlers?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I love that custom. I wish they still did it.
Yeah, but they don't.
It is. But it was a delightful, delightful time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Well, how about hunting? Did anybody in your family, did your father take any time to do any hunting?
Some, yes. He would hunt. He would squirrel hunt. And he liked to kill squirrels and rabbits. Lots of them with the squirrel hunt, rabbit hunt, groundhog hunt.
You didn't eat the groundhog?
They have cooked them and eaten them.
They have?
Mm-hmm.
How would you cook those?
Well, they would clean them up good and they would put them in a big crock in strong salt water. and let that sit in that strong salt water a day and a night, and sometimes 2 days. And then go over him good to scrape him with the knife and clean him up a lot better. Wash him in 2 or 3 more waters.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on cooking, and everybody liked him. They thought it was good.
Well, that was the young ones.
Yeah.
You can eat the old ones, but the young ones, they are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you fry those or boil them or what?
Well, they would put them on and cook them a while, and then stick them up after that to water that they cooked them in. And they'd either fry them in a pan or put them in the oven and ground them up like that.
They sort of parboiled them before put them
on
the water. Fried them or baked them.
Parboiled them until they was thick and tender.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen my mother take her fork and stick about in tender enough to stick up in another pan that she could put in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little more salt and pepper on it.
Mm-hmm. That's about the same way you cooked the squirrel too, wasn't it?
Well, they parboiled that squirrel till it was tender.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put him in with flour it and fry it just as you did chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Brown him up some.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real good. And they take milk and some of that broth that the squirrel had cooked in and make the best gravy you ever eat. Yet.
Yeah,
that squirrel and gravy.
You know, the meals were good, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
They were nourishing.
And you enjoyed it.
Yes.
It tasted better.
And when they both killed chickens, they would pen up these young chickens and feed them, pen them up in a big coop 2 or 3 days, sometimes 4 days, and feed them corn and water and give them good clean water and corn and some scraps from the table. And then we would kill them chickens and clean them up and put them in salt water for overnight. Put them in that good cold water up there in the spring house and have them next to that.
Yeah.
They was really better than the chicken you buy now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yeah. You can't buy anything with these little tin fryers now. No taste.
It ain't like it. It ain't like it was.
No. Uh-uh.
I think the feed has the biggest thing to do with
what they eat. Has a whole lot of difference.
I think what they have is, and the fact that they are we're on the ground.
Mm-hmm. How about the hogs? Did you let them run loose?
Well, they run loose. So he would want them hogs stand up too 3 or 4 months before he killed them.
Mm-hmm. How could you tell your hogs from somebody else's?
Oh, he had they raised some hogs right down the place. He'd know his own hogs. And
and they stayed close too.
Yes, indeed, they stayed close. They know where they got their feed at.
You see, they fed them probably in the morning and evening.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they got in a habit of coming back to eat whatever they ate during the day, but they had to come back.
They wasn't, the other people's hogs didn't get with our hogs.
See, they didn't run wild.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Well, they wasn't wild hogs.
No, I know that. Mm-hmm. Did you ever, I have 2 questions I'll ask. how did you keep wildlife out of your gardens?
Well, there was fences around the gardens, but rabbits would get in the garden sometimes. And
did you have dogs?
We had dogs, but the dogs didn't get in. We had fences around them. Gates was made to go in and like that. There wasn't no dogs or traveling about in the gardens.
Well, I meant the dogs would keep the rabbits out, couldn't they?
Well,
keep the wildlife away.
Well, yeah, I imagine that helped some. We always had a couple dogs.
Well, they were so much of a pest, they wouldn't chase them.
No. But we didn't have no trouble with stuff like that getting in the garden. Huh?
Well, they didn't have, I don't think they had as much.
No.
It wasn't as plentiful.
Yeah.
As it is today.
You see, it was cleared out. It wasn't the woods all around again. didn't much wild stuff. We didn't see much of that stuff.
See, this was all cleared ground.
Yeah. Bluegrass field.
Yeah.
Fields of bluegrass, wasn't it?
Did you ever make a honey tree or do anything to get honey?
Well, sometimes they would be out in the woods and they would find a tree that had honey in it. Mm-hmm. Then they would, couple of them cut that tree down and get the honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a treat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever make sorghum?
Sorghum? No, we didn't make none.
Mm-hmm.
We bought that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I imagine there are people that make sorghum.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Well, there was so much to make in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Because you had to grow it, you had to cut it,
yeah.
You had to have your mill to grind it,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of this.
That's right.
And that's probably one reason.
Yeah. You were saying you had music. How about dancing? Did you ever have
dancing? That's a little place. You know that summer house there?
Mm-hmm.
Right across the walk from where we all live. During the winter, sometimes many of the neighbors around, and I know my mother and daddy at Levin Dunbar did move things around in the house and make room for them to have some little dances.
Ah,
great,
yeah.
And after we'd get through filing apple butter in the fall, they would do that.
Square dancing, was it mainly?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall any of the tunes?
Oh, if I could remember names like I did, I'd...
Turkey in the Straw?
That was some, yeah.
Old Antacker?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Golden Slipper?
Mm-hmm. My daddy liked that tune, too.
Did you ever hear the tune Fox Chase?
Yeah, Walter Lamb. I've heard him play that on his banjo and sing it. And he was a great person to pick the banjo and sing.
Mm.
Selden Lamb, he played the fiddle. And his brother Hilden could pick the banjo and play a fiddle real good.
I went to school with Selden's daughter.
Did you?
Allie.
Mm-hmm.
That's family.
Well, I'll be fine. When she stayed with Tom Bailey.
Mm-hmm. She and Val were Tom's daughter. Came to school with Simon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was such a pretty girl.
Yes, she was pretty. She lives down about Silver Springs. Mm-hmm. For an Essie,
mm-hmm.
Did you know Essie?
I didn't know Essie.
Mm-hmm. She was a lot taller and bigger than Allie.
What kind of a lock did you have on your door?
I don't think we even had a lock on the door.
Wonder why you didn't need a lock.
They had a big button close to the door, right on the door casing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they closed the door tonight and turned that button, that was all.
Mm-hmm.
I think all anybody up there had.
In other words, people were pretty honest, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Thought I'd never get you to say it. did you ever know of anybody that had what they called long fingers?
Not really.
No
one ever did bother us in Ohio or take anything from us.
No.
I'll tell Miss Smith about when Mrs. Hoover came to buy the rugs from your mother.
Well, now I wasn't there then,
were...
Alice. Now maybe you could tell her that better than
me. Miss Hoover, you know, the Hoover's camp over there,
yeah.
Back then. And President Miss Hoover used to spend quite many weekends up there,
right.
Vacations, they loved it. And Miss Hoover and one of the aides would ride horseback. She loved to ride horseback,
mm-hmm.
And she rode all over those mountains. Well, of course, somebody had to
go along and guard her, you know, the president's wife. And they had heard of Miss Calvin's rugs. She made these beautiful rugs. Were they braided rugs or hooked rugs?
She plaited them.
Mm-hmm. They were braided rugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this lady and gentleman appeared at the door one day, and Miss Calvin asked her about her rugs, and she said yes, she had some. And so she invited her in, and Miss Hoover was very much impressed with the rugs, and she wanted several of them, and she realized that she didn't have her pocketbook with her. And she said she would send the aide back with the money. And Miss Calvin said, well, when I get the money, you'll get the rugs. So she and so, with a few times, back came the aide with the money, and he got the rug.
And did you know that Miss Roosevelt was there and got a couple of rugs?
Yes, and I was going to say that Miss Roosevelt also.
Really?
But Miss Calvin made perfectly beautiful rugs.
Well, I had always heard that she used those rugs for for mm-hmm. their Camp Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
So it was your mother's rugs that were there at Camp Hoover.
And but the way she would combine her colors, you just don't see that.
Where would she get the material?
Just scraps of what they had
mm-hmm.
left.
They got lots of good goods and made the clothes. You see our clothes and our own dresses too.
And then she used the scraps. She didn't throw anything away.
No, indeed.
Kept every little thread.
And his mother would do the same way. Mm-hmm. Everybody nearly did up there.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps quilts. Make awful pretty quilts. I don't know what has become all the rugs. I just really don't know what's had a lot right over here, but I don't know what's with it.
Have you been down to Camp Hoover?
Not. Oh,
she did.
I was down there. Miss Calvin and Rosie, did you go with us that day? We drove down there?
No, I didn't.
We drove down there.
I wasn't living there then, you know.
Oh,
and
it's been 40, 50 years ago.
Because I was wondering, have you been into the president's house?
No.
I never was.
Because there are some hooked rugs there still. And I'm wondering if they could be
mm-hmm.
the ones that Mrs.
Possibly
Hoover
so,
had
because
bought.
These things last forever.
Yeah.
They don't wear out.
I think we know where some of your mother's rugs are.
Yeah.
How did you all feel when you had to move out of the mountains?
Well, it was the right sad thing on us.
Mm-hmm.
It really was, because we didn't think there could ever be no place we'd feel at home
yeah.
like we did up there.
Right. Where did they move you to a certain place, or did you pick
well,
your
they
own?
Didn't. The park people.
Yeah.
They didn't move us to no place. It was her granddaddy and her daddy that moved my mother and father up here.
And I drove the car that brought them up to me.
Yes. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I lived down below there then. The next
I didn't
Saturday.
Bring you.
No.
It was Rosie and Miss Collins and two children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The
next Saturday
March,
we
snowy
moved.
March day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine, or did you, used to have time to look around and say it's pretty here?
What up there? Well, we was just so content, we just felt like we was there forever, I reckon. We never thought nothing about it
yeah.
until just a few months before time that we really
well,
had it.
They said you've got to move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know it was pretty. Yeah, we thought it was pretty otherwise.
They let Daddy put cattle up there even after they built the drive.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to stay up there and watch them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keep them off the road.
Yeah.
That was a problem, that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think it was 2 summers that he kept them up there and they built the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a lot prettier up there before.
Yeah.
Than
it's grown up now, and you can't see anything.
Mm.
It's not the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say the Park Service has done a good job at all.
No, they haven't.
If you knew it before the Shenandoah National Park took it over, and today.
I have heard that from quite a number of people because it's too grown up.
And if you take the Blue Ridge Parkway from the southern end of, well, the end that we have from here, Peaks of Otter, the way they have done that, they've left the little homes, the fences,
mm-hmm.
you can drive along, you can hear the cowbells,
mm-hmm.
and it's perfectly beautiful
mm-hmm.
and so peaceful looking.
Yeah.
But here, it looks like a wilderness.
Yeah.
You can hardly spot out where you did live. Okay.
You've got to know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can still find it. But,
hey, by the way, speaking of cowbells, did you use cowbells on your cast?
Oh, yes, they have bells on them.
And the most
every
beautiful tones
mm-hmm.
to those bells.
Yeah.
Was that to keep snakes away?
No, that was more to let you know
where they were.
Where they were.
That's what
mm-hmm.
I thought. I heard it the other way. and so I just wanted to
we'd be sitting on that good big cool breezeway towards evening we'd hear the cows a coming.
Mm-hmm.
We'd hear them bells and
so it was time to pick up the bucket.
Yeah. We'd hear them bells before we could see the cows.
Yeah. Right.
And over that hill.
Yeah.
We'd soon see them a coming.
Oh yeah. It has grown up, and it really...
Yeah, when you're up there now, about all you can see is that long straight road ahead of us.
And the trees.
And all them trees.
And bushes.
I'm so glad that I
thorn
can see
bushes.
Just
I
the space of those sod, as wide as maybe that couch is long out from the drive. The ground even looks natural to me if I can see it.
Well, tell me,
and I can know quarter field.
Yeah, over
they
the
call
water.
It the quarter field where you have to go to with the salt and call up the cattle and salt, put salt down on rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a good half mile.
Oh, yes, indeed, directly to water.
Did you use any horns or whistles to call your neighbors? Or to contact people.
We didn't, but some of them down around Jolly Holler
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know his daddy used to go about and butcher for people. He would butcher for my mother and daddy, you know. And they'd be up way for daylight that morning and getting breakfast. And I'd hear her say the package, she'd say, well, Alex is coming, I've done Jerry and blow his whistle. He'd blow that whistle when he'd get a little more than halfway from their house to our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
he
would
come for breakfast.
Did you all build a log heap to heat the rocks,
mm-hmm.
all this wood, and put big rocks in it? And you'd have your scalding tub, put the hose in, and you take those big rocks when they got real hot,
yeah.
put over in to heat the water.
Yes, indeed.
That's the way they heated the water
mm-hmm.
to scald the hogs and scrape the hair off.
Heat all that pile of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and they called it building a log heap.
Uh-huh.
But they just put all of these logs in these big rocks, and when the logs burned, and got the rocks hot, and they put it over in the tub, the scalding tub, to heat the water.
And
you put one of those rocks in that cold water.
Oh, you see the steam start coming up.
Yeah, sure.
And it was interesting to watch these.
The last time I was ever up before the house and everything set, I know when it was getting in the loft up there by the apple tree.
Mm-hmm. Are they still there?
some of them, isn't mm-hmm. there?
Well, they might.
And that old sour apple tree close to where we butchered at, I seen part of my daddy's rock pile there. Left from heating and letting that water to make it hot to clean up the hogs. And
yeah.
That was part of his rock pile. Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the kind of apples that you had? You said there was a sour apple.
Well, we had some sweet apples. They call them Sunday sweetening apples.
Yes, I've heard of
them. Two trees out next to our biggest garden are there. And the...
Milums?
Had some milums, yes, we didn't. And the...
Did your daddy know grafting
apples? I've heard him talk about it, but I don't think he ever had any luck. But mostly them trees just come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's because the ground wasn't fertile.
Oh, that ground would grow anything.
I know. Grow
apple trees or anything.
Yeah.
You know that old, it was a sour apple. That tree stood there in the yard and leant over the wall.
Uh-huh.
It was an old crooked tree, wasn't it? It was sort of crooked.
Yeah.
My mother's sister, Fanny, when she was a little bitty girl, set that tree there. It was just a little apple switch. And it weren't no more than a little switch, but it did have roots on it, to say. And she set it, and she set it crooked.
Uh-huh.
And shortly after that, she got sick, and she was sick a long time, and she died.
Mm.
And that's why they left that tree crooked, just like she had set it.
Mm.
A limb went way over that walk that went from our porch over to where Mike and his
mm-hmm.
daddy would stay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a limb I could almost laid on our porch room. And they left it crooked because she had said it was crooked.
That is sweet. Yes. Did you ever grow tomatoes? Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, go ahead.
I was just wondering, did you ever grow tomatoes?
Oh, yes, indeed. The biggest sort of tomatoes.
And you can those?
Yeah. We had tomatoes deep and tomatoes to can.
I know you had to process those when you canned them. Did you process your other vegetables when you canned them?
We didn't tomatoes. Now, we peeled them tomatoes. We washed them tomatoes off and peeled them and cold packed them
mm-hmm.
down in the can.
Cold packed?
Tomatoes, yeah. You can.
I bet you got that horrible thing if you didn't process them.
All you have to, I don't know how long, did you cook them in an iron kettle?
No.
Or did you cook them in the house on the stove?
Tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she packed them down
in the
cans, and she had a canner.
Uh-huh.
One counter would hold 8 quarts.
Oh, then you did process them.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
back,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, sure. Whew.
Well, I was wondering whether you had a canner that you used in the house, or did you use one of the big iron kettles outside?
Well, so when they would have so many beans to can, they would put them in that big iron kettle and cook them outdoors in the big kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the water up to the top sock for a little bit.
Well, did you use the, what kind of lids did you use on your jars? Were they the ones that had the metal piece that came down over them and you used a jar ring and it had a glass top?
We
called them easy seals.
We used all three colors.
All three kinds?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever use any of those that they put it looked like a piece of rope around it, and then you took a hot knife and sealed them?
Some people did, but we didn't.
I can't remember that, but my sister said she could remember it, and I can't remember.
I remember some of them kind, but we didn't use them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember it, but my sister can.
Boy. Well, it was a lot of hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of
work. But it was a good life.
But we all felt better then. Yeah. People weren't all the time sick and having to take medicine.
Well, walking all those miles every day was good for you.
Good fresh air from up there.
Did you have a doctor that you used?
We had a doctor, but it works often. We needed it.
Who was it?
It was Dr. Frank Coombs at Stanley.
Oh.
And then I have an old Dr. George Long from Luray to be at Arthur.
And how about Dr. Smith from Stanley?
Yeah. Yeah, we had Dr. Smith and Dr. Miller at, from Elton Mershandel.
You never His had son. Dr. Ross?
No, but the people out around Arcola did have Dr. Ross now.
Dr. Who?
Ross.
Dr. Ross. He was over in
Craiglersville.
Oh, yes.
His son is still alive.
Is he?
I interviewed him.
Okay.
Very wonderful man. Yeah, Dr. Ross, I've always said somebody should put a monument up to him.
He was a good doctor,
to say. Yeah. Dr. Coombs, how would you get in touch with him when you needed him?
Mostly somebody had to go all the way after him.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a phone got on Tanner's Ridge, and then we could go to Tanner's Ridge and call him.
Yeah, right. And he came by horseback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. Is there anything you can think of that I haven't asked?
Not right now. I don't think I can. Maybe in a couple of weeks from now I'll think of something.
Can you think of any people that you know that I could interview?
I really don't. Nobody from up there, do you?
How about Matthew Thomas? Have you talked to him?
I cannot locate him because he's not in the phone book.
No, he doesn't have a phone.
I believe he has.
No, he's not in the phone book.
Would that phone still be in his sister's name, Bertha's name?
Could be.
Bertha
Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Just Thomason.
Yeah, I wonder if she went for Bertha Cave. She was married to a Frank Cave, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Her and him had been separated for so many years, but I know the last few years that he lived, he stayed there with her and Matthew. If you couldn't find Bertha Thomas, you might find Bertha Cave.
Yeah, I'll try.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you call Everett Breeden up on Tanner's Ridge? And you see, the park didn't take none of their places away from them.
Call Everett Breeden.
Mm-hmm. His wife might could talk to you. Junie, they call her. Junie is her name.
All right.
But Matthew, you know, they tell me his mind is not good.
Well, the last time I talked to him in Stanley, he seemed all right.
I see some of them and they say, well, Matthew seemed all right. And who was it the other day? Oh, it was Clarence Meadows, his wife. She lives right out at the foot of the mountain from Tom Bailey's place.
Mm-hmm. It's in the old Al Hutchison place.
Yes, indeedy. And she told me that Matthew's mind was not good at all. I said, well, indeed, some of them was over here and said Matthew seemed about like always. And she said, indeed, he might. Sometimes, she said, but his mind's a-going. So I don't know if you'd get anywhere by talking to him or not.
It's worth the try because his name has come up quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew's a fine person, I think.
Yeah.
Yes,
Ernest is dead, isn't he?
Yes, indeed, Ernest is dead.
Ernest Thomas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ernest Thomas is dead. Rook Thomas. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. Jim. Jim was the last in Valley's dad at the time.
Rastus Lamb lived in Jollets, didn't he?
No, he could. His other brothers lived over at Jollets, but he lived there Does he go from Clarence Serbold's on down to that?
I know he's living there now.
He's dead. Rastus is dead.
Oh, that's right.
Was it in September?
No, I was.
I know they have the Thomas and Lamb reunion out there at the South River picnic grounds. And Rastus, he said, laid down out there so much that day and just sat around. And they got back home with him that same evening. Now that was the third Sunday in August. And they had to send him right home to the hospital. He lived about 2 weeks.
I remember now he passed away.
Well, I want to thank you very, very much.
I ain't been much help.
Oh, yes, you have.